Southern High Coach's Corner, a service of O'Laughlin, Ovid Funeral Hall, Wymore Insurance, and J&M Liquor.
The Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore has been serving Southeast Nebraska for many years and is pleased to be of help in your time of need. It's been their endeavor to come to your aid with the utmost quickness in your funeral arrangements. They've been proud to serve you in the past and are pleased to help bring you this broadcast. Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore, funeral arrangements and understanding is what you'll receive. Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore, a proud part of the community.
J&M Liquor in Wymore is your stop for everything you need heading into the weekend. Cold beer, tobacco products, hard liquor, all of it is in stock when you need it. Your wine, beer, and spirits store, open until 10 every night and until midnight Friday and Saturday on the south side of Wymore. Just cold beer and hard liquor. That's J&M Liquor in Wymore, proud supporter of Southern Athletics.
Bigger savings are yours when you package your home or farm with your auto. Call Kelsey or Angela today at Wymore Insurance and compare your current policy. See how they can help you save money. Count on the number one farm insurance company in Nebraska, Farmers Mutual of Nebraska. Call Kelsey or Angela with Wymore Insurance today and start saving. Phone 402-645-3332. That's 402-645-3332.
I am now joined by head coach of the Southern Raiders, Kane Hoekstra. Coach, you lost your last game on Friday, 36-6 to Thayer County. But what did you see from your team that you, I guess, like or took away after you got a chance to watch film back?
Well, we continue to make some progress each week. You know, despite the scoreboard, we played Thayer Central, the number four team in Class D1, and we did some nice things. We were able to they've got just a potent running game, and we kind of limited their big plays, which they have had plenty of those on the season. So we limited those big run plays. They were still able to grind it out on the ground, but you know, we played more fundamentally sound football. Our alignment and assignment was better. So you look for those small victories, and that's one thing that we took away from the game against Thayer Central. On offense, we were able to move the ball a little bit at times. Just again, weren't able to sustain those long drives. So you know, we saw some good things on film, and definitely some things we continue to work on each and every day.
I think no matter what position you set it in the season, improvement is always a key throughout the week. I think we've kind of talked a little bit about, you mentioned there Thayer Central, number four in the state, and moral victories aren't really a big thing, but for those younger guys to compete with a team of that caliber, I guess building that confidence, how important was that for the growth of your players?
Absolutely. It was something that we emphasized. We knew we were in the underdog role, and you know, our point of emphasis was we're going to control our attitude and our effort. Despite the circumstances, we rallied together as a team, and we played hard. Our kids played hard, and that's something as coaches that we appreciate. And you know, you can take those two things into any competition, and you know, good things can happen. And that's what we saw, and very much appreciative of those things from our kids. And you're right, it was something for our young kids to experience and understand, and hopefully we can build off of that.
Now, looking at the season as a whole, how have you liked the growth of this team? Or I guess maybe the resilience is a better word for that.
Yeah, you know, I'm appreciative of our like I said, our attitude and our effort all season long. We've got a very challenging schedule. Our kids continue to work each and every day. They have not laid down on any of the opponents, never given up. And so I cannot express how happy I am with that. And you know, I talk to the kids about being competitors, and competitors don't do that, and being a good teammate, all those things that sports embody. And so we want to be competitors, and then we're going to continue to grind throughout the rest of the season.
Previewing your next opponent coming up, you get Freeman. You have 3 weeks left in the season, and we've talked about this competitiveness all season long with your team. What else do you want to see, I guess, in these final 3 weeks from this team?
Yeah, continue to fight. And we've leaned heavily on our defense, and so we're going to need to continue to get our D to continue to step up and play strong. You know, we've got to find a spark on offense, something that we've tried to, you know, we've tried a variety of things. But it comes down to being fundamentally sound on offense, on all aspects, to be able to have some success. And we've got to continue to focus on that and build on some of those small victories and continue to take on each opponent with a great effort.
The bringing the effort every week is ever so more important, especially later on here at the end of this season. So, Coach, I appreciate you for your time again. Best of luck with Freeman coming up, and I can't wait to talk to you again next week.
Okay, take care.
Southern High Coach's Corner, a service of O'Laughlin, Owen Funeral Hall, Wymore Insurance, and J&M Liquor.